Derek James tells us this week about three wise men, all botanists who he says must always be remembered. So here with his reminder is Carolyn Wood.
It was 160 years ago when two former pupils at Norwich Grammar School, now Norwich School, who went on to become world-famous botanists and shape the future of Royal Botanic Gardens, Kew, both died. They have roads named after them in the city. John Linley and Sir William Jackson Hooker were good friends, and William's son, Sir Joseph Hooker, followed in his father's footsteps to become Kew's most illustrious director. These three wise men from Norfolk and Suffolk must always be remembered. They were brilliant explorers and scientists who made some groundbreaking discoveries across the world during their lifetimes. William Hooker was born in Magdalen Street, Norwich, in 1785, and by the age of 20 had discovered a rare moss grown in Norfolk. His godfather left him enough money to travel the world collecting plants and having adventures aplenty. He sailed the high seas, but it was closer to home where he almost lost his life. He was bitten by a viper at Great Yarmouth. William was carried in a collapsed state to the home of Dawson Turner, where he was nursed during a long illness. One of those who cared for him was Dawson's daughter, Maria. They fell in love, got married, and moved to live at Halesworth. He continued to travel the world and in 1816 was appointed Professor of Botany at Glasgow University, where he established a network of plant collectors. In 1836, he was knighted and 5 years later became Director of Royal Gardens at Kew. Under his care and direction, the rather neglected gardens grew and flourished, expanding from 75 to 270 acres. He added a museum and opened the world-famous Palm House to the public. After his death, his son, Sir Joseph Dalton Hooker, born in 1817, took over. He had been travelling the world and was also regarded as an outstanding botanist and author. Under his direction, the gardens grew while he continued travelling. During 1877, he covered 8,000 miles in America. He died in 1911, aged 94. In 2017, the people of Halesworth had a number of events to mark the bicentenary of the birth of Joseph, which included guided walks from the Hooker House. And then we have John Lindley, the son of a nurseryman from Catton. His father was not a rich man, but he did find the money to send John to the grammar school, where he gained a good knowledge of Greek and Latin and was taught to draw by a French refugee in Norwich. There is a story he slept on the floor while staying with William at Halesworth, so he got used to sleeping on the planks of a ship. John left Norwich in 1819 and went to London, where he worked with botanist Sir Joseph Banks and went on to become world famous. Described as the saviour of the Royal Botanic Garden, Kew, he campaigned against attacks on glass, inhibiting glass conservatory building, and became Britain's pioneer orchidologist. A book called John Linley, 1899 to 1865, edited by William T. Stern in 1999, described him as one of the most eminent, industrious, versatile, public-spirited and productive Victorians. Gardener, botanist, botanical artist, author of textbooks, university professor, editor and journalist. After his death in 1865, his large, extensive library became the nucleus for the Lindley Library of the Royal Horticultural Society. They certainly were three wise men.
Thank you, Carolyn.